story about the fish picture with Alan and the big fish.
That's his steelhead. He walked from here down to, it's almost across from where the fire station is. That nursery that's back this way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the driveway that goes down across the creek.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where he caught it.
Wow.
And it was a steelhead.
And that was from in Cottonwood Creek.
And, yeah, I guess that's the name of it.
Or Duluth. No, that's Duluth. That's the Duluth Creek.
Duluth Creek. Yeah, I think it's Duluth Creek. So anyway, he caught that, and he very carefully carried it all the way home.
Wow.
To show it off. And that's to prove that we used to have steelhead here in the creeks.
Good.
Yeah. And then I guess when it stopped is when, I don't know if it was Oceanside or Camp Pendleton that put like a sandbar across on the ocean sand. And back from the ocean a little ways where the harbor is now and all of that. I think that they dug out the creek there, and that's what messed up the steelhead from coming up the creek. Oh,
that's but too
it,
bad.
I think it was 34 inches.
Wow, that's a big drop.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
And he was so proud.
I'll bet he was.
And he was a fisherman all his life.
Uh-huh.
That's us fishing.
Uh-huh.
So that was one of the, he used to catch a ride with someone, I don't know who it was, that worked here in the canyon, they lived here in the canyon, worked in Oceanside, and he used to get up early in the morning, go to Oceanside with his little fishing pole, and go fishing all day and catch a ride back.
Uh-huh. Dedicated.
Yes, he was. He was very dedicated.